This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. I have a little cultural update from a personal level to give you this hour. I'll get to that in just a minute. We have to have a talk that may be a little bit hard to hear first. We'll get to some emails, another bright shining example why you need to move from blue to red, all that and so much more coming up this hour on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, I'm going to talk to you about something. And for some people, this is going to be music to your ears. Maybe this will be music to your ears. For others, this may be hard to hear, and I understand that. But you need to start getting more and more comfortable with firearms. Now, I understand the veterans who listen to this show. There are so many. There are so many active duty cops, just basic hunters. There are so many. Look, the chances you already own or use guns are very, very strong. So to you, I will say, you and I'm pointing to me here. You and I need to practice more. I need to practice more. I need to go to the range more. I need to practice with my Mantis X more. I need to practice more with my weapon than I do. I need to work more with my sons than I already do. And I work with my sons. The other day, we just did a quick 5-10 minutes. Unload, load, put a magazine in, some dry fire practice. I did it. You know what? I don't do it enough. If you already are familiar with guns, you need to get better with them. But I'm not here to talk to you right now. I'm here to talk to you, the person who doesn't like guns. I know it's hard. You're probably squirming in your chair. I get it. I'm very, very familiar with how frightening guns can be for people who didn't grow up around them. They're just not comfortable around them. I married someone who used to be like that. My wife was like that. She didn't come from a gun household at all. When we first got married, I would clean my guns out in the open just like I do now. I'd pull them out. I'd clean them out in the open. And if I went to go get a glass of water, even though I didn't have an ice maker back then, if I went to go get a glass of water and left the gun sitting there, even if it was taken apart on the table, it would make her uncomfortable. People who are familiar with firearms can scoff at that or mock that, and I certainly did when I was young and stupid. But for people who aren't familiar with guns and how they work and gun safety, they are scary. When you see them, they're scary. They're loud. They have the ability to kill. If it falls over, is it loaded? They're scary. So I understand what I'm saying right now. It makes you uncomfortable if you're not someone familiar with guns. But you need to get familiar with guns. There are more reasons than I can list right now for you to get familiar with guns. There's the basic personal protection aspect of it. And that is very important. We not only have homegrown criminals, we're importing them en masse, but it doesn't matter where the criminal comes from. Can you stop a person who's lived his entire life killing and hurting people? Can you stop him from killing and hurting you? Or if he chooses to make you his target, are you done? Is that it? So that's one aspect of it. Another aspect of it is it's really, really important when it comes to protecting yourself from the government. That's why we have a Second Amendment. It is not for hunting. It's not even for criminals. The founders wrote about this all the time in the Federalist Papers and otherwise. They wanted everyone to own guns. Thomas Jefferson referred to it as, I think it was Jefferson, referred to it as the whole people. He said, who is the militia? It's the whole people. It's everyone. They wanted everyone to own guns because it is the only thing. I cannot stress this enough. There's not a second thing. It is the only thing that will keep government from turning into a tyranny eventually. That's how countries go. That's how governments go. Over a long enough period of time, the government will turn evil. It will turn corrupt. It will be led by a bunch of selfish demons. And if you are unarmed, they will kill you. They will hurt you. They will. It's not a matter of nationality, religion. It's not a matter of anything. Anywhere there's a government, over a long enough period of time, it will turn evil. It will turn corrupt. And if the people cannot stop the government will murder them en masse. They will. And don't think for a second. These people don't know.
Brian, I am a gun owner, and Tim Walz, my running mate, is also a gun owner. We're not taking anybody's guns away. I support the Second Amendment, and I support reasonable gun safety laws. Part of my approach to this is I was a career prosecutor for most of my career. I have personally prosecuted homicide cases. I have personally looked at autopsies. I have personally seen what a...
Listen, she's about to make it personal. She's about to speak to you and use your values against you. You ready?
Assault weapons due to the human body. And so I feel very strongly that it is consistent with the Second Amendment and your right to own a gun to also say we need an assault weapons ban. They're literally tools of war. They were literally designed to kill a lot of human beings quickly.
Yeah, that's the whole point of it. That's one. Two, literally is, please stop using that word. I can't take it anymore, the literally. But I will say this. She finished off that long little saying with a very accurate statement. They were designed to kill a lot of people. That's exactly why you need to own one. Because you need to have the ability to defend yourself from a lot of different entities out there. And if this makes you uncomfortable, because again, I'm speaking to you, guy, girl, not comfortable with guns. You don't have to start out with an AR-15, loud, in a range. Don't do that. Don't freak yourself out. Start slow. Start with a hunter safety course or a gun safety course. Just go. You don't have to go shoot anything. Go sit down, learn in class the different parts of a weapon, how to use a weapon safely. That's the most important thing anyway. But what you will find is the more you're around them, the more comfortable you will be. Once you get comfortable, then you can slowly, you don't have to rush anything, you can slowly start ramping things up. You'll get to a place where you own one, where you shoot one on occasion. It's really, really important, given the cultural changes we've been talking about, given the fact that we are surrounded by a bunch of mentally ill demons who want to murder us for what we believe, it's really important that you begin to familiarize yourself with guns, with weapons. I do not actually celebrate this, although I love guns, I love weapons. I don't like that the 50-year-old woman who's listening to me right now, who's just not a gun lady, never grew up around them, and she's squirming in her seat. I don't like that we have to have this talk. I'm sorry. I wish it wasn't that way. I wish there weren't violent animals all around you. I wish we didn't have concerns, various other concerns. I wish it wasn't this way. But like my old man used to always tell me, wish in one hand and crap in the other and see which one fills up first. You can't wish away the troubles we have. The troubles are here. The bad people are here. And we need to prepare. And everyone listening who's familiar with guns and uses them and practices with them, they'll back me up on this, every one of them. You're going to end up enjoying it. I'm not telling you to take up some hobby that's going to be miserable for you or you're going to hate it. You're going to find it that it's a wonderful stress reliever. You're going to find the community, the gun ownership community, is wonderful. Wonderful to each other. They could get a little bit snobby about the kinds of guns. You ask a man about barbecue or firearms, you're going to get some of the snobbiest responses in the history of mankind. But for the most part, the community's wonderful. It's a healthy way, a healthy outlet. It's like the people who box in their spare time. Where's the negative? There's no negative. If you don't own them, if you're not familiar with them, the time to start is now. Go get on your phone, find a class, a hunter safety class, gun safety class, and go begin. If you're like me, if you're already familiar with them, you're not good enough yet. And I know we have some studs who listen. You're not good enough. I'm not good enough. I'm not ready. We have to practice more. Let's prepare for the society we've been given, not the society we want. And that leads me to another cultural thing on a personal level. Something awesome happened today. All right. I'll explain what that is in a moment. You know how I told you Chris came over to the house yesterday? He came over again today. And Chris now, he said to me as he was walking out the door, he said, "Okay, I finally get the Rough Greens ads for Fred. Like, I finally understand what you're talking about." You know why? Because I wouldn't let Fred go mob Chris like he did yesterday, because he wants to just go get affection and attention at all times. I made him sit beside me, and this big 70, 75-pound meathead laid by me with Chris standing across the room whimpering like a little puppy that he was not allowed to go get the love and affection he wanted. That's what Chris now knows. Now you know what I go through. It's this time, all day, every day. My mom gets here tonight. When she leaves town, he'll be just despondent for a week. He'll just curl up in a ball by the front door. I don't even know why I put up with this. I don't know why I give him Rough Greens. Yeah, I do. I love him. And then I hope he lives a long time. And we put Rough Greens on his food because it's an all-natural nutritional supplement, and he doesn't get nutrition from his food. Your dog doesn't get nutrition from its food. Pour Rough Greens on your dog's food. Free Jumpstart trial bags at 833-33-MY-DOG or go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. You're right, Chris. That is one of the best. That is one of the best jams. If that song isn't on your workout playlist, well,
why are you gay?
That's all I have to say. All right. Now, before we get to the emails, I want to get to some emails. I have, speaking of culture, something pretty awesome happened today. I don't like to brag, you know, that's the last thing in the world I would ever do is brag about myself. But I have an ice maker at the house. It sits on my couch. What, Chris? I have an ice maker at the house, as you know. It sits on my counter and it makes ice. A lot of ice. And it's caused some friction in the house. Every time I mention that I'm getting ice, Ob keeps threatening to throw it away and stuff like that. But it's a pretty big deal that there's just ice and ice and ice and ice. And I decided the Jesse Kelly Show is doing so well. Remember, you can download the podcast of the show on iHeart, Spotify, or iTunes. We are moving on up in the world. I decided it was time. I don't want to be restricted to having endless ice just at the house. Why shouldn't Chris and I... Why shouldn't we have all the ice we want here at work? So I made an investment. Think of it like a stock or a bond, only it's another ice maker. And it's for the studio. And today I was walking in and I had the ice maker in my hands. It was in this cardboard box. And I'm walking towards the elevator in the building. And these two Mexicans were sitting there. And they were oblong a lot back and forth.
Buenas tardes.
But my hands were full because I had the ice maker in there. And they had already pressed the elevator button. And I got on the elevator and these Mexicans got on the elevator and I could, you know how much I habla. Like, what, Chris? Anyway, they were hablaing back and forth and I had to tell them the name of the floor. And I said, Tres, por favor. Dropped it on there, right like that, Chris. And you could tell. They looked at me kind of strange, but I think it was an admiration. I think they were admiring me. And as soon as they pressed the button, they reached over and they hit Trace. Chris, that stands for three in Mexican. As soon as they hit the button, I hammered them with a gracias. Just dropped it on. Real subtle like that. I didn't even do it loud because it's so native for me now. I just dropped a gracias on there. And man, you want to talk about culture. Like, we're pretty understanding here on the Jesse Kelly Show is all I have to say. Pretty understanding. Hey, Jesse, tell Donald Trump if he wants to be a martyr, do it after he gets elected. Just stay undercover and out of the public eye. Get the Republicans in. We love you, Donald. You already have our vote. So on and so. Okay, so this guy or lady, I actually don't know who this is, wants Trump to stay inside. No more of this golf stuff. No more of these rallies. And I'm of two minds about this. I've told you I think they're going to kill him. I'm very, very worried. I'm extremely worried. I don't think this is going to stop. And so I believe on one level, I want him to stay inside. I want the golf to stop. As much as I have encouraged you to attend Trump rallies, even if you hate Trump, just to go be around the people and the camaraderie, honestly, I want the rallies to stop. I don't like it anymore. He has to operate in an environment as if people and possibly government agencies want him dead. He has to operate in that way. So on one level, I'm like that. But on the other level, he's not going to change who he is, and he really can't. He's almost 80 years old. He's lived his life in public, speeches and television and golf. He's a golf freak. He's been a golf freak forever. There's Trump golf courses across the globe. It's what he does. It's his passion. So, and I understand your concern. Hey, why doesn't he just stay inside? And I had the same thought. After the second attempt, I thought to myself, please find a Netflix show you love and lock your freaking self in Mar-a-Lago with Melania and sit there and watch Netflix and put out some TV specials on camera and please just stay behind the bulletproof glass surrounded by armed people with a food tester. I had the exact same thought and I still have that thought. I'm with you there. I understand. But if you take away critical parts of what a man does, then you will inevitably take away critical parts of who a man is. Does that make sense? What Donald Trump does, speeches and golf, and he golfs with all his friends and business partners. He's just famous for it. That's what he does. The speeches where he feeds off the crowd, they're not things that you can probably separate from him and still have him be him. They're part of what makes him him. So that stuff, as much as I hate it and as nervous as I am about what's coming, he probably has to keep doing it. And, you know, if you ask him, I don't know him personally, he'd probably tell you, I'd rather die than stop doing the things I've loved doing for 80 years. If you told me that, I'd tell you the same thing. Hey, stop eating cheeseburgers. No, just kill me. I think I'm good. Now, here's what I want you to do. I want you to give up Verizon today. Or AT&T or T-Mobile. Whatever the cell phone company is you use, I want you to switch to Pure Talk today. And it's actually not because Pure Talk saves you a bunch of money. They do. My bill got cut in half when I switched from T-Mobile to Pure Talk. But that's not why I want you to switch. I want you to switch because we are gaining ground and gaining momentum in the fight for the corporate world. We are. We're gaining ground quickly. If we continue this momentum, the corporate world will continue to back off. If we back off, they'll go right back to their evil ways. Switch to Pure Talk. They share your values. They promote your values. They'll save you money. And you won't fund the companies who hate your guts. And when your company asks you why you're switching, tell them why you're switching. Pick up your phone and dial pound #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse USA! Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Don't tell me I have to start the show sooner than that, Chris. I was jamming out. Anyway, you can email the show, and you should. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Love, hate, death threats. Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday. Let's dig into some emails before we get into their love of censorship. Jesse, your premise of being in the time of assassination is intensely frightening and upsetting. However, if we keep fervent petition of prayer with faith to protect President Trump, isn't God more powerful? Oh, of course God is more powerful. I would never say otherwise. And I hope that Trump lives to be a very, very old man and dies peacefully in his bed. But remember, I don't speak for God, and I don't try to speak for God, and you don't speak for God either. And we pray for things all the time, and God says no. That happens all the time. I hope we are going to be, or I hope he is going to be okay. And remember, when I said that, it wasn't just about him. I believe we are entering a period of time where it will be the norm where Republicans will be murdered in this country. And that, where does that lead us? It, of course, leads us to Democrats will be murdered. Eventually, there will be a cultural response where Democrats will be murdered. And it's just violence and death, and it's awful. I hate that we're here. And it's so important that we try everything we can do to peacefully reverse where we are now, because where we are now ends so badly. It always has. It just always has. Jesse, past few times I've listened to Medal of Honor Monday segments, you've treated those honorable men poorly. You read their specifics, and then you go right on to whatever you were talking about before the segment. I find that disrespectful to their service and often great sacrifice. Please don't do that anymore. I want to hear you talk about the information to help make it clearer, and I want the playing of taps in rifle fire. The men who have earned those honors deserve nothing less. Thank you. And she gives her name, which I obviously won't give. First of all, taps does not get played unless the recipient dies. If the recipient dies, taps gets played. It's to honor the fallen. That's one, ma'am. Two, if you would like more information, you have a freaking computer. Go open it up and find it yourself. I am not a take vending machine where you can just go up and put in a couple quarters and pick the specific bag of Cheetos you've been looking for and get a withdrawal. If there are things that interest you on there, then go look. Dig it up. You might be the one that makes the change. If you want more done, you do it. Go right ahead. That is the first time we have ever gotten a complaint about Medal of Honor Monday. Hi, Jesse. Oh, and in case you thought that was too mean, I just want to tell you, take your complaint and shove it. Hi, Jesse. Illegal aliens brought into this country may also be part of a slave trade in the sense that they work for the cartels. But unlike the Romans, the American government treats them better than most American citizens that are literally in the gutter. Please don't use that word. These people were given $5,000 cash. Well, hold on a second. Yes, many of the illegals are treated better than American citizens. That's because the government values them more than they value you. That's why they're bringing them in here. It's all to replace you. Remember, you are an annoying citizen. What does that mean? Well, you love this country. You have an affinity for your country, and you believe in rules, freedoms. People who just got here, they don't have any affinity for this country. They don't stress out when the government tears through the United States of America. They're just here to loot the place. So you, because you care, you have to be replaced. And the government is taking your money, your taxpayer money, and they are replacing you with your money as fast as they can. Listen to this. This is in Pennsylvania. Town of 4,000 gets 2,000 imports.
I think they are trying to get even interpreters to teach the kids, let alone get to this part.
Yeah, having a huge problem, I think.
It's kind of ridiculous.
Trying to teach. There were 45 Haitians that started kindergarten this year.
Whoa.
45.
How big is kindergarten overall?
A kindergarten class is probably no more than 60 at most.
I'll let them keep going, but digest that. A small Pennsylvania town, the entire kindergarten class was 60 kids. The federal government stole money from the paychecks of everyone in that town, and your paycheck and my paycheck. They stole our money and flooded the town with Haitians and added 45 Haitian kindergartners to a tiny town that had 60 before, and the government did it under the cover of the law, and they did it with your money. Golly.
Most.
Yeah, and like one classroom is probably like a
30 each,
20 kids, I'm 20, thinking, 20 maybe 30, 25.
Yeah, wow. So like the majority of the kindergarten is Haitian. In what, 2 years or something like that? Like,
I mean,
that's pretty much.
Yeah.
And they don't speak English?
Well, actually, I think the younger kids
speak more English
they
probably have a better
than the older
to.
Kids.
Okay. We're talking to a guy tomorrow who he had to pull his seventh grader out of school because they just didn't have the resources. He was like...
I've heard stories like that.
Yeah.
One of the things, like I said, about the not speaking English, like middle school grades where parents are having a problem because their kids can't advance because the teachers are having to compensate for the kids who can't speak English.
Right.
The federal government is attacking us with our own money. Democrats are so evil now. When they get elected, they will not only open up the borders so the drugs, the violence can come across it. Democrats are so inherently evil. They will take your money and fly foreigners in mass and simply take over your town. They'll take over your school. They'll run up the housing costs so you can't afford to live there anymore. Violent crime. And the federal government, run by Democrats, did that to you on purpose. It's not one of those, oh, whoopsie, did this happen? On purpose, they did that to you. That is so deeply evil. I find it hard to stomach these people. It blows me away. As to your slave trade, is it a slave trade thing? When we discuss the remaking of this town, that's the government using legal immigration to remake and replace Americans. But when it comes to illegal immigration, the government opening up the border on purpose so the illegals can flood in here, that is a slave trade. Those people who aren't the drug mules, those people come across are slaves who live lives of horror in this country you don't even want to imagine. Those 300,000 kids the Biden administration lost, you don't want to know where they are and what they're doing right now. Believe me, you don't. All right? All right. Now, we have a ton more to get to here. Emails and everything else. In fact, we're going to talk about censorship first, though. Hang on.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. You know, I'll get to the commie censorship thing in a moment. I told you my mom's flying in tonight. As soon as I'm done with the show, I have to race over and pick her up from the airport. She's flying in because I have that big Tucker live event tomorrow. Mom wants to be there. She's here for two nights. Two nights. Dos, for those of you who speak Mexican. She checked a bag. She checked a bag. I don't even know what to say. Unless I'm going to a place for 5 days plus, I don't check bags. The Kellys don't check bags. I will pack everything humanly possible in a carry-on or two. I don't add a half hour when I get there to wait at baggage claim for some dirt ball in the back to choke slam my bag down on top of everything. I don't do this. And yet, it's unreal. It doesn't matter how short the trip is. She will pack. And then she'll say things when I ask her. I'm like, Mom, why? Well, I never know what I'm going to need. What do you mean you don't know? We're not going into combat. We're not walking into the jungles of Vietnam where you have to pack for every occasion. You're down here for 2 days. You can check the weather. You need what? One pair of pants? Okay, if you don't want to be gross like me, two pairs of pants. You know the weather. You need a shirt and some pants. The shoes, you can wear them like you're wearing your shoes. But I understand she's a woman. Let's say you got to add an extra pair of shoes because they kind of look nice. Okay, fine. This is all one carry-on bag. I don't even understand. I don't understand. And now, because it's Mom, it's not like I can do what I would do for a friend, which is I'll be parked up the road. Call me when you have your bag. It's Mom. So now I've got to get to the airport and I've got to park my car. And we know that they're going to charge you $45 an hour to park your car anymore. Oh, Chris, you know they are. What are you yelling about? What, Chris? What? It is expensive. When's the last time you parked your car at the airport? Chris, last time I parked my car at George Bush Airport, I was in town, or I was at the airport for, I think, a little bit more than 24 hours, like 30 hours total. Dude, I think it was over $40. It was over $40. So don't tell me it's not expensive. I'm going to have to park. I'm going to have to walk in. I'm going to have to sit there at baggage claim. I don't understand. There should be very little checking of the bags. Why are you checking so many bags? I don't understand it. Anyway, I am glad Mom's coming. I'm not glad censors are here. Why do they censor? You saw that new movie Matt Walsh has out. Actually, we're going to go see it this weekend. My oldest likes Matt Walsh more than he likes me. That's a little bit rude. But Matt Walsh has this new like documentary where it's called Am I Racist? And I'm going to take the fam to go see it this weekend. And I saw that movie theaters are starting to cancel screenings of it. A lot of movie theaters, not all of them, it's still playing everywhere, you can go see it, but a lot of movie theaters are canceling screenings of it. And then I saw this from Hillary Clinton. It was in that same interview, but here's what Hillary Clinton said.
Mueller indicted a lot of Russians who were engaged in direct election interference and boosting Trump back in 2016. But I also think there are Americans who are engaged in this kind of propaganda, and whether they should be civilly or even in some cases criminally charged is something that would be a better deterrent.
You want American citizens criminally charged? And let's be clear, American citizens are already sitting in prison because our government on many levels has turned communist. Douglas Mackey shared a meme, a political cartoon. He didn't even create it. He shared a meme online with information that was false about how to vote. They sentenced him. The United States of America, the land of the free, sentenced him to 7 years in prison. Why do these people want to shut up the opposition so badly? Why do they always want to censor you? Why? Because they lie about everything and they know they lie about everything. We talk about the world of make-believe they're building for liberal Aunt Peggy. And in fact, we talked about this when it comes, I forget exactly what the subject was, but we were discussing how she feels so strongly about something that's not true. Because over time, through our poisonous education system and media and Democrat politicians, over time, they're building a facade around her, a fake world around her, like a movie set. They're building the couch and the walls and the roof and the windows, and they're slowly but surely building this world of make-believe around her so she can look around and feel like she's in the real world, even though she's not. She believes in things that simply aren't real. The reason they try to hammer anyone exposing the truth so badly, the reason they imprison their political opponents, the reason they don't want you to go see a documentary about the disgusting DEI, I don't even know what you want to call it. It's just cultural Marxism, activism, whatever word you want to put on it. The reason is the communist is deathly afraid that world of make-believe they've built around liberal Aunt Peggy might come down. If those walls fall over, and this has happened, you've seen people, maybe you are one, who's converted from being a filthy Democrat to being someone on the right, somewhere on the right, wherever you landed. When those walls come down, when liberal Aunt Peggy, when she looks around and sees that everything she previously believed was a lie, those people oftentimes become the most hardcore anti-communists, because on top of the truth they now know, there's also a deep-seated anger about having been deceived and lied to. Now liberal Aunt Peggy's looking around and she's ticked that the walls were fake and the couch was fake, and she ends up being on a mission to take these people down. That's why they hammer so hard to silence their opposition, murder their opposition, arrest their opposition. Don't go see that movie. This shouldn't be allowed. That guy should be arrested. The communist is completely invested in you. Well, not you. In your liberal Aunt Peggy living in that world of make-believe. And he lives in fear of the walls coming down on her. What do you live in fear of? Pain, getting up in the morning, you know, daily nagging pain is a life sucker. It's a joy sucker, an energy sucker. When you have that thing that nags at you, your shoulders just always bothering you, your back has you doing this, that thing. You ever have back problems like that? Well, does it sound familiar? Yeah, because I've had back problems like that. It sucks the life out of you. It's awful. You're in a terrible mood. You can't sleep. You don't have to live like that. That's a lie. If you believe you're stuck with it, well, it's part of getting older. That's a lie. 3 weeks. By one, all I'm asking is one. By one 3-week quick start kit of Relief Factor. It's $19.95. Just buy one and take it for 3 weeks. If that pain is just the same way it was before, don't ever order it again. If it's gone, call and order some more. Treat your pain naturally, drug-free. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. We still have an entire hour. Let's talk about living in blue versus red.
This is an iHeart podcast.